is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Reporting.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. The U.S. and Japan have reached a trade deal.
We worked on it long and hard, and it's a great deal for everybody.
President Trump announcing the U.S. will impose 15% tariffs on Japanese imports, avoiding 25% levies that were set to kick in August 1st. In exchange, Mr. Trump says Japan will open its country to American cars, trucks, and rice. And another Asian nation, maybe next in line.
I'm Tiki Barker at the Foreign Desk in London. Fresh on the heels of the U.S. trade deals with Japan and the Philippines, China now says it always advocates for trade talks over trade war. U.S. and Chinese officials will meet in Stockholm next week to discuss extending the August 1st deadline for negotiating a deal. Without it, the U.S. could impose 145% tariffs on Chinese goods coming into the U.S. China would charge 125% on U.S.-made goods.
Lawmakers in the House have adjourned for summer break, leaving calls for release of files on convicted child sex offender Jeffrey Epstein unanswered, at least until September. Now, the Justice Department says it wants to interview his accomplice, Ghislaine Maxwell. Correspondent Ed O'Keefe.
Maxwell is appealing her conviction for sex trafficking to the Supreme Court. She spoke to CBS Paramount's See It Now studios in August 2022.
Meeting Epstein was the greatest mistake of my life, and obviously if I could go back today, I would avoid meeting him.
Tom Dupree is a former senior Justice Department official.
Well, this is very unusual. And look, it's an effort by the Justice Department to at least create the appearance that they are continuing to pursue the Epstein case.
A hot weather wave continues across a huge swath of the nation today. CBS meteorologist David Parkinson.
Heat advisory in effect from the Gulf Coast up to basically Lake Superior. So a large part of the country baking under those temperatures.
In the thick of it, Chicago.
In the big city, one of the many reasons to keep the activity indoors on a day like this.
That concrete is reflecting all that heat and your body's taking it in.
Chicago Fire Department 2nd District Chief Robert Jerwich also says this is a tough time for the public and his crews. So they have surge ambulances and extra engines at the ready.
Even just a small fire, these guys get exhausted. Their body temperatures go up sometimes 5 to 6 degrees, and that's a lot.
Cooling centers are also open. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News, Chicago.
Prosecutors in New York City say they busted up a plot to explode homemade bombs across Manhattan. CBS's Anna Schechter.
They said one of the devices contained approximately 30 grams of explosive powder, which is about 600 times the legal limit.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Both a shooting suspect and the woman he allegedly shot had to be flown to the hospital after a standoff stretched through most of the day yesterday in Racine. The initial shooting happened at around 11 a.m. near Prospect and Reschke. Police say the man locked himself inside of a home and didn't respond to calls from negotiators. Just after 6:30 last night, SWAT officers found him wounded inside. The identities of those involved isn't yet known. An extreme heat watch is in effect through tonight. The National Weather Service says it'll be dangerously high heat and humidity, with the heat index making it feel as hot as 107. Officials say to make sure to check on neighbors. You can call 211 to find a cooling center near you if you need to get out of the heat. We'll have the latest coming up in the forecast. A woman had to be pulled from a Kenosha County crash yesterday. It happened on Highway O in Randall, with the condition of the person injured not yet known. It's reported she had trouble breathing following the impact, which saw her car rolling over. Middle-class families in Racine and Mount Pleasant face a slightly higher income tax rate compared to the U.S. average. It's a 13.7% rate locally, a tenth of a percent lower nationwide. It's all according to a recent study from a group called Upgraded Points. On average, families here pay just over $15,000 annually in income taxes based on what it costs to cover essentials like housing and childcare. The Racine-Mount Pleasant area ranks in the middle when compared to other small metro areas nationwide. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
Training camp is underway. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports in Green Bay, where the Packers training camp got started. The team holding open practice to the public. The players riding the bikes of kids to the Nitschke practice field, a tradition dating back to the Lombardi era. Practices tomorrow, Thursday and Friday, open to fans at 10:30 a.m. Baseball. The Brewers' 11-game winning streak came to an end. Seattle's all-star catcher, Cal Raleigh, got a hold of a solo home run shot off of Nick Mears in the sixth, and that was it. The Brewers losing to the Mariners 1-0. That was the second longest winning streak in Brewers franchise history. NBA, Damian Lillard says, after suffering that torn Achilles tendon, he asked some other athletes for advice, including Kevin Durant and a former Packers player.
You know, I know it's going to be a long journey. I know it's a challenge mentally, you know, just kind of learning more about it. You know, talking to Aaron Rodgers and KD and Rudy Gay, you know, all these guys that experienced it and handled it differently.
That's the Trailblazers' Damian Lillard with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Today's writing forecast is brought to you by Hog Lawyer, the lawyer who rides at hoglawyer.com.
Need a break from the brutal summer heat? Cool off at Station on 6th, the firefighter-themed bar that turns hot days into chill nights. Grab your friends and slide into a frosty handcrafted cocktail or an ice-cold beer served straight from the hoseline taps. With firehouse decor, great music, and nothing but good times on duty, Station on 6th is your go-to escape from the sizzle. Beat the heat, one cool drink at a time. Station on 6th, downtown Kenosha, just south of 57th Street.
It is going to be partly cloudy, hot, and humid today. Our high right around 92 this afternoon. The heat index 100 or better later today. Tonight, 77. Tomorrow, sunshine in the morning. Scattered thunderstorms in the afternoon. Still hot and muggy with a high of 92. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 70.
So I'm at the U.S. Open. We bought a pretzel, and it was really like for $5.25. They really mark up the prices at the sporting events. Like, they were selling peanuts for $6 a bag, which peanuts is like the universal symbol for like nothing. You know, like, they're paying me peanuts around here. You know, the price of peanuts went up, I guess, and they're $6 a bag. That's like Armageddon prices. Like if the sky was black and there's like, you know, unicorns like flying around, shooting lasers out of their hooves, you know. Peanuts would be $6 a bag, and there'd be like one guy who's trying to sell them for $8, and everyone would be like, that guy's crazy. We bought a pretzel for $5.25 and it tasted like garbage. Like, I'm not even exaggerating. Like, it seemed like they went to a landfill with like a mold or whatever. I don't know how you make pretzels, but then there's just like, you know, and off to the open, because when I tried to put it in my mouth, like, it rejected it. It was like, this is not food, you know, and
the sun's rising, the coffee's burning, it wouldn't be morning without Don Rosen. WRJN. Talk, they knock me out when I'm down there.
California girls, local news, timeless hits, WRJN. It's 11 past 6 on your Wednesday morning. It's hump day today. Get over today. You're halfway through the weekend. Until the weekend, anyway. Looks for sunshine today with a high near 87. Clear tonight, lows 77. Sunny tomorrow, highs near 90 with a 70% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Currently it's 70 and cloudy right here at Radio Park. Got to tell you a story about this Russian couple. They spent 10 days hiding in trees without food to escape a bear that was stalking them. Now, here's what they did. They said they had to throw their food and water at the bear to keep the bear from killing them. Now, maybe, just maybe, that's why the bear wouldn't leave, because they kept throwing food at him. Maybe if they would have stopped that, he would have said, nothing to see here, I'm moving on. Here's Don, Tony Orlando, Knock Three Times.
Hey, girl, what you doing down there? Dancing alone every night while I live right above you. I can hear your music playing. I can feel your body swaying. One floor below me, you don't even know me. I love you. Knock three times on the ceiling if you want me. Twice on the pipe if the answer is no. Oh, my sweetness means you'll meet me in the hallway. Whoa. Twice on the pipe means you ain't gonna show. Attached to my heart. Read how many times I saw you, how in my silence I adored you, and only in my dreams did that wall between us come apart. Oh, my darling, knock three times on the ceiling if you want me. Twice on the pipe if the answer is no. Oh, my sweetness means you'll meet me in the hallway. Whoa, twice on the pipe means you ain't gonna show. You'll meet me in the hallway. Twice on the pipe.
There you go, Tony Orlando, Dawn, Knock Three Times. I saw Tony Orlando in concert years ago. I think it was back in the 70s I saw him. And I got to tell you, it's one of the best shows I ever went to. It was a theater in the round, and he was constantly in the audience talking to people, having fun with them. The 2 hours went by so fast. Dawn stayed on stage, but he just kept roaming around the theater. It was really good. Tony Orlando, what a talent. I haven't heard from him in years. I don't know what happened to him. 615 WRJN, local news, timeless hits. And don't forget, we welcome all of the American Motors cars and owners back to Wisconsin this week, all from around the world. We're looking forward to seeing you at the special event on Thursday, the 24th, at the former site of the AMC Factory at 22nd Avenue, near 56th Street, from 4 to 8 p.m. Then on Saturday, Kennedy Park is host to a huge car show at Swap Meet from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Yesterday, I was asked our guest, I said, what's at the Swap Meet? Parts for AMC cars you can't get anymore. WRJN's coverage is sponsored by Scoops Ice Cream and Candy, keeping Kenosha in the summer spirit. Anya's Auto Repair, diagnose it, fix it, done. And the brand new station on 6th, where good times are always on duty. This is a huge event for Kenosha. And when we were talking to our guest yesterday, Chris Allen and Joe were here from the event. Wow. I don't know how they planned this thing, but every day there's something going on. Today, how did I get the list here? Hold on. Today, here's what's going on. 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. an open house at Alfano Performance AMC Speed Shop at 3401 Roosevelt Road. From 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., seminars at Don's Auto Repair, no relation, and Machine Shop, 6814 39th Avenue. At 5 p.m., racing at Great Lakes Dragaway. Yeah, for free spectators and it's free. There's a fee for spectators and race cars. It's ladies' night at the track, free for women to spectate and race. I guess if you're a spectator, you spectate, right? And from 4 p.m. until 8 p.m., evening car cruising at the Brat Stop, and that's on 75th Street. So a lot happening today, and it goes right through the weekend, too. We're glad to be a part of it. 617, local news, timeless hits, right here at WRJN. Right now, it's time for Pete with the Beat.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. There will be jerks out there who are just not kind and will take it as offensive just because it is about kindness. That is director James Gunn describing his film Superman while addressing criticism of the film as woke. While addressing the issue, Gunn asks, what is woke? Gunn says Superman is an immigrant and his creators in 1938, Jerry Siegel and Joe Shuster, were sons of immigrants. Gunn acknowledged there is an immigrant angle, but that the film is primarily about kindness and morality. James Remar is open to returning as Richard. Remar was last seen as the boyfriend on season 4 of Sex and the City. Remar says as an actor, he's always taking calls, but he does have one question. Does he have to get naked again? A lot of actors probably ask that. James Remar is now 71, so I think we're all hoping the answer to the naked question is a resounding no. Remar is also known for his roles on Dexter and most famously, in my opinion, The Warriors. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Things are crazy around here at WRJN Big Deals. It's our first ever Crazy Days sidewalk sale. Score jaw-dropping savings without even leaving your couch. 50 to 80% off gift certificates to your favorite local businesses. But hurry, these deals are going fast during our biggest sale of the year. Go to WRJN.com right now. Click the Big Deals banner and get in on the crazy savings with WRJN Big Deals.
A toe-tapping tribute to the love of musical theater, The Drowsy Chaperone, continues this weekend at the Racine Theater Guild. Dust off your favorite record, place the needle in a groove, and settle into your cozy armchair as you're transported to the world of an imaginary 1928 musical. It's jam-packed with mistaken identities, larger-than-life characters, madcap hijinks, and flashy dance numbers all the way to the altar. Call the box office at 633-4218 or visit racinetheater.org for showtimes and tickets.
Ready to transform your space? Anton Painting and Decorating is Racine and Kenosha's local pros for flawless residential and commercial painting. Freshen up your home or business by giving it a bold new look. Jeffrey and his expert team deliver crisp lines, vibrant color, and trusted quality inside and out. Need help with color choices? No problem. They handle it all from free estimates to the final walkthrough. Visit AntonPainting.com today to schedule your free estimate and let them give that long overdue makeover that's needed. That's AntonPainting.com.
Get ready, Racine! It's the 13th annual Cardboard Boat Race and Regatta at Harbor Lake Yacht Club on Saturday, August 2nd. Bring the whole family for wild races, creative boats, and nonstop fun. Boat building starts at 9 a.m. Racing kicks off at 2 p.m., followed by the regatta. Enjoy food all day and live music by Velvet Stiletto. Kids races, bar races, single or multi-person teams, anything goes as long as it's cardboard. Sign up or get details now at RacineCardboardBoatRace.com. It's free, it's fun, and it's open to the public.
Nothing shouts independence like the freedom and relaxation of the open road. But sometimes that road gets crowded. And unfortunately, accidents can happen in a split second on a motorcycle. So if you're ever injured or in an accident, phone the Lawyer Who Rides. The Hog Lawyer at 888-999-6644. And trust an experienced, compassionate, and aggressive attorney to protect your rights. That's 888-999-6644. Or online at hoglawyer.com.
Is chronic pain draining your energy? Relief is closer than you think. Racine Disc Center specializes in treating chronic and severe pain that prevents you from living the life you want. From disc and knee decompression to laser therapy, they have state-of-the-art equipment that can provide life-changing pain relief without medication or surgery. Just think, by summer, you could be doing things you haven't done in years, like exercising or taking that trip on your bucket list. Visit RacineDiscCenter.com, where you go to get your life back.
Celebrate your special day with a custom cake from Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Whether it's an elegant tiered wedding cake or a playful personalized birthday treat, each creation is made to order, baked with love, and crafted from the freshest, finest ingredients. Let Main Street Bakery bring a touch of sweetness to your celebration. Call 262-770-4111 today. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Everyone looks forward to the weekend, and at WRJN, we're no different. Saturday morning features Rick Johnson with his Capsule Countdown. 10 songs with a common theme, counted down in rapid-fire fashion at 8:30 and 9:30. Terry Hovel with Rock and Roll Never Forgets from 10 to 2. And Sunday morning, Lou Regani features the music of the stars from 7 till noon. It's the perfect weekend soundtrack. WRJN.
Away the day the music died in Clear Lake, Iowa, in a farmer's field. I was there. Yeah. It was there with the big bopper and, of course, Buddy Holly. And, of course, the pilot of the plane as well. La Bamba, Richie Valens, 625, local news, timeless hits at WRJN. So a 51-year-old woman arrested near Detroit after she thought a joke website called rentahitman.com was real. She actually sent a request in to have her ex-husband killed. The owner of the site called police, set up a sting. They arrested her after she offered the undercover cop $5,000 for the hit. How could people be so gullible and stupid to think that was real? It's 625 local news, Timeless Hits, WRJN's sweet baby James Taylor.
When you're down and troubled and you need a helping hand, and nothing, oh, nothing is going right, close your eyes and think to me, and soon I will be there to brighten up even your darkest night. You just call up my name, and you know where it is. Running, oh yeah, baby, to see you again. Winter, spring, summer, or fall, now all you got to do is call, and I'll be there, yeah, yeah, yeah. You've got a friend. If the sky above you should turn dark and full of clouds, and that old north wind should begin to blow, keep your head together and call my name. Soon I'll be knocking upon your door. You just call up my name, and you know wherever I am, I'll come running. Oh, yes, I will see you again. Spring, summer, or fall, yeah. All you got to do is call, and I'll be there, yeah, yeah, yeah. Hey, ain't it good to know that you've got a friend? People can be so cold, they'll hurt you and desert you. Well, they'll take your soul if you let them. Oh, yeah, but don't you let them. You just call out my name, and you know wherever I am, I'll come running to see you again. Oh, babe, don't you know about winter, spring, summer, or fall? Hey, now all you've got to do is call. Lord, I'll be there, yes, I will. You've got a friend. You've got a friend. Ain't it good to know you've got a friend? Ain't it good to know you've got a friend? Oh, yeah, yeah, you've got a friend.
James Taylor, Carole King, I think, wrote that song, right? You've got a friend, 6:30 at WRJN. Quick news now. A shoplifter in Florida thought she could just walk out of a store with a massive 65-inch screen television and no one would notice. They noticed. A therapist in Canada could lose his license if he doesn't stop falling asleep during the sessions. And a dad in Florida got a DUI and told cops he was driving on the wrong side of the road to scare his kids because They were misbehaving. Let's check the real news now. Here's the news. Once again, here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A standoff in Racine ended after 7 hours with both a shooting suspect and a victim flown to the hospital. It all started late yesterday morning when a 48-year-old woman was shot on Prospect Street. Her injuries don't appear to be life-threatening. Police say the suspect, a 51-year-old man, barricaded himself inside of a home before SWAT teams found him with what appeared to be a self-inflicted gunshot wound. The identities of those involved isn't yet known. We're working on learning more. With dangerously hot weather, officials are reminding folks that your power can't be cut off during a heat advisory. If your electric service was shut off, you may qualify to get it reconnected if the heat puts your health at risk. There's a process for that online. Those without AC are being told to stay cool today, keep blinds closed, and avoid using appliances during the hottest parts of the day. The heat advisory runs through tonight. Cooling centers are open. You can call 211 to find the nearest to you. We'll get a look at the latest coming up in the forecast. The Racine County Fair kicks off today and organizers are ready for the heat. They've added misting stations, shaded seating, and a fully staffed safety building to help anyone feeling overwhelmed by the high temperatures. EMS will be on site in Union Grove all week. The fair runs through Sunday. Getting north and south in Kenosha is taking extra time. There's been work going on along 39th Avenue and 22nd. Now the intersection at Washington Road and 30th is closed for a big rebuild. The city says the work there will update traffic signals and make things safer for drivers and pedestrians. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
Our state agencies in Wisconsin now have a clear vision on the monies that have been granted to them through the state budget. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Wednesday. And that includes Randy Romanski, our Wisconsin Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection Secretary. He said he's very, very happy to see the monies that the state's investing in things like food security programs, county conservation staff, and animal health professionals. Within the state budget, money was allotted to provide 3 staff positions at the Department of Agriculture's Division of Animal Health to support potential animal disease outbreak coordination as well as response. He said that's not something happening in every state.
They're feeling the pinch in that they're having to reduce the size of their agency. And I understand government efficiency. I think our agency is pretty darn efficient. And I think other states have the same thing. I have great respect for my colleagues in other states, and they are trying to be a resource for agriculture. But some of them are in really unique funding situations where they're having a hard time being a resource to their industry because they don't have the people or they don't have the programs. Or, you know, there's one state where they wanted to apply for a federal grant to do something for agriculture and they couldn't do it because they couldn't administer the grant. And, you know, that's a tough spot to be in.
Randy Romanski, our Secretary of the Wisconsin Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection. Romanski says that the budget that was granted to his agency by the state legislature and Governor Tony Evers goes to show that they recognize the breadth and significance of Wisconsin's $116 billion agricultural economy.
65 years ago, Bob Steffes built a legacy, one auction at a time. Today, Steffes Group carries on that tradition, delivering trusted service with integrity you expect. From the first conversation to the final bid, we're more than an auction company. We're your partner in sharing your legacy, because here, handshakes still mean something. Visit steffesgroup.com right now for information on auctions in your area, nationwide, and to find a local representative near you. That's S-T-E-F-F-E-S group.com.
You're invited to Clinton Farms in Bear Creek for this year's Farm Technology Days, Generations of Progress. This year's event features the chance to explore cutting-edge equipment, innovative techniques, and taking a glimpse into the next generation of agriculture. There's also a rotary parlor, seminars, and of course, field demos of all kinds. Mark your calendars for August 5th through the 7th and bring the whole family to this year's event. For more information and show details, visit wifarmtechdays.org.
And the application period's now open for 2025 Wisconsin Leopold Conservation Award nominees. Those are landowners that inspire others to consider conservation opportunities on their land. Go to sandcountyfoundation.org and find the resources there. I'm Pam Yonke.
The weather is brought to you by Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine. Phone 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com. There's still plenty of warm weather on the way, so make sure that you keep it cool all summer long and phone Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine to take advantage of their incredible $59 air conditioning tune and clean special. That's right. For just $59, the professionals at Building Waters will make sure that your AC unit is in perfect shape all season long. They're your one-stop shop, so give them a call today at 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com.
Going to be partly cloudy, hot, and humid today. Our high right around 92 this afternoon. The heat index 100 or better later today. Tonight, 77. Tomorrow, sunshine in the morning. Scattered thunderstorms in the afternoon. Still hot and muggy with a high of 92. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 70.
As much as I'm against crime, there are things we do to criminals that I think are unfair. I think it's unfair that tampering with evidence is an additional crime on top of the actual crime? Talk about piling on. Anything that would be done naturally during the scope of the crime should just be part of the crime. Has any criminal ever not tampered with evidence and gotten anything out of that? You've been found guilty of the crime in question. Your penalty, life in prison. Without the possibility of parole. But we do want to note you were nice enough not to tamper with the evidence. In fact, the lead investigator said it was the most pristine crime scene he'd ever happened upon in his entire illustrious career. So as a tip of the hat, you get to choose top bunk or bottom.
You mean
The Osmonds, One Bad Apple, local news, timeless hits at WRJN. So I'm sitting in my living room. This is several years ago. I'm sitting in my living room, and our son is there, and my wife is there. And I get a phone call. I say hello. And he says, hi, this is Don Osmond. This is Don Rosen. I said, yes. And it was Donny Osmond calling me on the telephone. He knew who I was. And he wanted to talk about a new radio show he was going to do. It didn't last long on the air, but it was when I was working here. And he told me about the radio show. And then I said, you know, I saw you win on Dancing with the Stars this season. And I got to tell you, it was great, even though Len said you look too theatrical. And he goes, I know. He said, I am theatrical. I don't know why he thought that. I said, so you got the trophy? He says, right in front of me, sitting on my desk. I said, okay. Got to talk to Donny Osmond right there. He called me on my phone. So my son took a picture of us talking. I said, what's that going to prove? He said, well, you're talking to him on the phone. I said, I could be talking to anybody on the phone. That picture's not going to mean anything. Anyway, that was kind of nice. He was a very nice guy. Extremely nice. All right. Hey, got some advice, crucial advice for men, all right? Next time you're at a wedding and you get that rare, awkward feeling called emotion, feel free to let those tears flow. According to this survey, 92% of all women get turned on when they see men cry at a wedding. See, this is information I should have known years ago. It's not going to do me any good now, though, right?
Only in America can a guy from anywhere go to sleep a pauper and wake up a millionaire. Oh, only in America can a kid without a cent get a break and maybe grow up to be president. Giant step and reach right up and touch the stars. In America, would a dream like this come true? Would a guy like me start with nothing and end up with
you. 1963, the song that put Jay and the Americans on the map, only in America. 644 at WRJN. Sunshine today, highs near 92 now. Wow, clear tonight, lows 77. Sunny and hot tomorrow, showers and thunderstorms likely, highs near 92 again. Right now, it is sunny and 70 degrees right here, right now at Radio Park. All right, getting ready to commute to work, right? Should workers get paid for the time they spend commuting? The results of a new poll are kind of mixed. Yeah, 41% said yes. It should count. You should get paid for it. 41% said no, it shouldn't count. You shouldn't get paid for it. 18%, well, they were just afraid to answer the question for fear their boss was listening. At 645 at WRJN, hometown radio refreshed, a civic media station. Here's Roger McGuinn and the Birds now. Here's Turn, Turn, Turn.
Everything turns. Season, turn, 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 and a time to every purpose under heaven. A time to be born, a time to die, a time to plant, a time to reap, a time to kill, a time to heal, a time to laugh, a time. To everything.
Everything turns. There is a season turn, and a time to every purpose under heaven. A time of love, a time of hate, a time of war, a time of peace, a time you may embrace, a time to refrain from embracing.
The Birds, 648 local news, timeless hits at WRJN. Sunny, highs around 92 degrees today. Wow. Right now it's sunny and 70 right here at Radio Park. All right, if you were really, I guess the 90s, a kid in the 90s, you were munching on some pretty amazing snacks. Not all of them have gone extinct. Here are three nostalgic snacks from the 90s that up until recently, you might still be able to get them on Amazon. They were on Amazon recently. Dunkaroos, they disappeared in 2012. Now they're back. Big League Chew. I remember this when I was a kid. The shredded bubblegum. Looks like chewing tobacco. Came in a pouch. Yeah. And Pop Rocks. Remember those? You chew on them, they like spark in your mouth. Remember that? Your friend said eating them with soda would make your stomach explode. By the way, we found out that wasn't even true.
WRJN is your official information destination for the Kenosha AMC Homecoming. The celebration rolls on today with a full slate of can't-miss events. It all starts at 10 a.m. with expert seminars at Don's Auto Parts and Machine Shop on 39th Avenue. From 11 to 4, swing by the open house at Alfano Performance AMC Speed Shop on Roosevelt Road. Cruise into the Brat Stop at 4 p.m. for food, fellowship, and classic car conversation. Then feel the power of Great Lakes Dragway at 5 p.m. with AMC Racing like you've never seen. Go to WRJN.com for a complete list of events. And stay tuned to WRJN throughout the week for everything AMC Homecoming. It's powered by Scoops Ice Cream and Candy, keeping Kenosha in the summer spirit. Anaya's Auto Repair. Diagnose it, fix it, done. And the brand new station on 6th, where good times are always on duty. Local news and timeless hits for your timeless ride. WRJN.
All hospice providers are not the same. Hospice Alliance is your community-based provider with over four decades of hospice experience. Being a nonprofit, Hospice Alliance provides a broader range of services, financial assistance, and a robust bereavement program. Hospice Alliance will provide an immediate admission meeting with a registered nurse, ensuring all needs are met from the start. To learn more, visit hospicealliance.org.
Racine, get ready. There's a new flavor in town. Introducing Charlie's Cheesesteaks, now open at 4700 Washington Avenue. Made-to-order Philly cheesesteaks, melty loaded fries, crispy wings, and refreshing lemonades. Hot, fresh, and packed with flavor. Bring the crew, grab a table, and taste what everyone's talking about. Charlie's Cheesesteaks, 4700 Washington Avenue, where flavor lives in Racine. Follow on Facebook for deals and daily specials. Charlie's, crafted hot, served fast.
Summer is here. Get some extra cash today with an installment loan up to $2,500 from your friends at AmeriCash Loans. AmeriCash Loans is a licensed lender with locations throughout Wisconsin. Just come by the Kenosha store at 6430 Green Bay Road, right in front of Lowe's. You can also call the store manager right now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.com to apply online. That's AmeriCashLoans.com. Restrictions may apply.
Soak up the sun and turn up the fun at the Lanes on 20. Kids bowl for free through Labor Day. Stop in, sign up, and bring the whole family for a summer packed with strikes, spares, and smiles.
Yes!
Pair it with some solid wings, burgers, and barbecue from Racine's Best Kept Secret, Angry Brothers Pub. And don't miss unbeatable food and tasty beverage specials during Brewers broadcasts, the Racine Raiders Roundup, and game day gatherings. Come for the bowling, stay for the party at the Lanes on 20, just west of Green Bay Road.
Nothing shouts independence like the freedom and relaxation of the open road. But sometimes that road gets crowded. So before you hop on the bike this summer, make sure that you're properly insured by calling the Hog Lawyer at 888-999-6644. He'll look your policy over free of charge and with no obligation, so that you're free to relax and enjoy the road ahead. And the Hog Lawyer knows his stuff. He's the lawyer who rides at 888-999-6644 or online at hoglawyer.com.
Fuel your summer days with the flavor of community at Just Brew It. From bold cold brews to crazy good iced lattes, their signature summer drinks are crafted to keep you cool, energized, and moving strong, even when the temperatures soar. Don't miss Just Brew It at the Racine County Fair this Wednesday through Sunday. Stop by, say hi, and see for yourself what local love really means. Fresh, local, timeless. Just Brew It in downtown Union Grove. Open 6 to 2 weekdays and 7 to 2 on weekends.
Piper's Green Tambourine, 655 WRJN, local news and timeless hits, where it's going to be sunny with a high near 92 today. Sunny right now, 70 degrees right here at Radio Park. Hey, got a young niece or nephew coming up with a birthday soon? A writer for Slate claims she found the perfect gift for kids and it requires no thought and no effort. It's a candy bar with a $20 bill wrapped around it. And if you're a bit of a cheapskate, you can use a $10 bill. Here's Brad, make it with you, WRJN.
Hey, have you ever tried really reaching out for the other side? I may be climbing on.
Some bread. Make it with you. Local news, Tamla Sits, WRJN. Sunshine today with a high near 92. Ouch. Sunny, 70 degrees right now right here at Radio Park. You know, it's almost hard to believe, but 50 years ago, if you wanted to get somebody a note, you had to pull out some paper and pen to do it. What current technology do you think will seem ridiculous in 50 years? They asked the question. Here's what people came up with. Charging cables. People say, wait, you had to physically plug in your device every day to charge it? My goodness. Car accidents. Autonomous vehicles would work together to make the current number of car fatalities seem ridiculous. What about actual mobile phones? We could transition into wearable environmental technology that would make it pointless to carry that brick around in our pocket. 50 years from now, who knows what's going to happen, huh? 7 o'clock.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile Business Advantage.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. President Trump says he's cut a tariff deal with Japan.
It's a great deal. A lot different from the deals in the past, I can tell you that.
The agreement lowers a proposed 25% tariff set to take effect August 1st to 15. The president says Japan will open its country to American cars, trucks and rice, plus invest $550 billion here. As for a tariff agreement with China, CBS's Kelly O'Grady says it's a slower go.
There's so much back and forth here. Yes, there is that August 12th deadline, but there's so many complexities to be worked out when it comes to chips, to the tariff rate. And we also know even when you have a framework of a deal, things tend to change very quickly. It took over a couple years last time to get a deal done.
Lawmakers in the House have gone home for a one-month summer break without resolving a bipartisan push to force a vote on releasing more files in late sex offender Jeffrey Epstein's case. Correspondent Caitlin Huey Burns from Capitol Hill.
What happened here, I think, really paints the picture of a Republican Party. De-